Okay. Any question? What are we talking about? Book 6. And the middle of the story. The other story has stopped. Do you remember this story, the long one? A guy who believes in a fellow and that's simple. Whatever I need, I get from this fellow. He doesn't notice the depth of the connections and communications and even the source of that generosity in this fellow who's giving you everything. That is the trick. The trick is avoiding the simplicity which is the problem of the animals. For animals, everything is simple. Logically, this is like this, and this will happen. What about the human being? The human being is not like the animals, and is not thinking personally. So, our mind is developed, like it or not. You are not like animals. You have a developed knowledge, the way of understanding the universe. Here we are at the end of a long, long, long conversation. We are going to finish whatever we have to tell you. And what is it? It's about the main subject. What is the main subject of an animal? Yeah, an animal thinks about what? Remaining alive and having a lot. Isn't it? There's nothing else. Animal could think about this simple stuff. What about the human being? First of all, I know I'm not me. An animal thinks there is a me. And yes, for animal there is a me. That me could die or remain alive. No matter what. What about me? There are situations that I don't want to remain alive. I will fight it till I die. Right? Because I'm not me. I'm a part of we. When I'm happy, when we are happy, when we are sad and full of troubles, could I be happy? No, because I'm a part of me. This is the main thing that should remain here. Don't forget it. So, I know that the things are complicated because I am complicated, haven't I? I'm the product of the culture. A lot of the stuff is in me which I personally have done nothing for that. Have you done anything for galaxies? No. But you think about it and it is a part of you, and now we are trying to understand more and more and more of whatever. This is the humanity. So, whatever is happening could happen differently. Yes. Because now we understand that there is something beyond these logical doings. There are some magical stuff in this universe. Namely, art. My business, what I studied. Art is what? Is not the necessity for remaining alive and having everything. It's a feeling, something which is here. And it's not mine, it's put here. Because, oh, can I count? The masters of music, I heard them all. It's in here. The masters of painting, I have seen them all. That's what it is. I spent my life for the art. And it's a feeling, a passion in human being. You don't see an animal who is hungry and now in a good position, yum, 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 eating. Have you ever seen one animal like that stopping and listening to some music? No. What is that? This is it. Culture has put a lot of stuff in you. Mainly the language. The magical stuff is the language. All the animals will try to say hello to each other. But not we. We even somehow created some additional stuff to the language, which is this. So our language is historic. It's endless. It's everywhere. And it's carrying what? It's connecting us to each other, to understand each other, because we need each other. We need we. We need that quality which is in this collective stuff. We know that there are exceptional people. We are billions. In a billion, the chance of finding something is very good. So we have these exceptional people. Then what? Then we could find them. We could understand them. We could appreciate them like Nelson Mandela. And one man will change the attitude of more than a nation. That's what it is all about. Here, our story stopped to show you this. Today, we have a short paragraph, 4 pages only. Next time, we have a long paragraph, 9-10 pages. To talk about what? These are Francis's in that story. Then we come back to that story. And these 2 paragraphs are talking about what? Talking about what you could think when you are looking at something which is exceptional. What do you do when something is exceptional? This is the point today. Let's hear it. Peter.
How the Khwarazm Shah, may God have mercy upon him, while riding for pleasure, saw an exceedingly fine horse in his cavalcade, and how the king's heart fell in love with the beauty and elegance of the horse, and how the Imad ul-Mulk caused the horse to appear undesirable to the king, and how the king preferred his word to his own sight, as the Hakim, may God have mercy upon him, as said in the Ilahi Nama, when the tongue of envy turns slave dealer, you may get a Joseph for an ell of linen. Owing to the envious feelings of Joseph's brethren when they acted as brokers, such a great beauty was veiled from the heart of the buyers, and he began to seem ugly, for they were setting little value on him. A certain Amir.
If you listen to the verse, it is a very interesting verse. Please read it again.
When the tongue?
The little verses.
When the tongue?
Yeah.
When the tongue of envy turns slave dealer, you may get a Joseph for an ell of linen.
Yes. When they provoke your jealous feeling in you, then everything will look everything to you. Even one piece of cloth will look like Joseph to you. Means I'm going to talk about the story of a king who is having fun, and suddenly we see a horse, a beautiful one, an exceptional one. Then what? Then think. Whose is this? It should be mine. Jealousy will come. Then you will see the king once.